Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the management update call of Equitas Small Finance Bank Limited. We have with us today Mr. P. N. Vasudevan, MD and CEO, Mr. Dheeraj M., SVP and Head Strategy, IR, BI and Customer Experience, and Mr. Rahul Rajagopalan, DVP Strategy and IR. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dheeraj M. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, all of you. Thank you for dialing in. Just before I hand it over to Vasu, I just wanted to give everybody an outer time limit because there is also something planned for Vasu at around 9:10. So we would love to wrap this call by then. And the meeting has at 9:10 really can't be avoided. That's the only message. The rest I'll leave it to Vasu. Vasu, your line is on.
Good morning to all of you. Thank you for dialing in early in the morning. I hope you have had the time to read the letters we have disclosed to the exchanges yesterday. As mentioned in the letter, you know, in our family we have been running an adoption center through Darshini Illam Trust for the past 5 years. Recently we have launched a project for early intervention for 0 to 3 year babies for doorstep therapy treatment, specially focused on semi-urban and rural areas. And we have seen in our own experience that when we give a proper disciplined treatment to small babies with developmental deficiencies in the 0 to 3 year stage, the effect is tremendous and the amount of impact that it creates is very high. And if we miss that particular stage, then very often the child ends up having the deficiency more or less through their lifetime. And every field visit that I have done only increases our desire to be of more and more help to such babies and children, and also to expand to more geographies. However, all this needs a sizable corpus to be created for the trust, which can make our services scalable and also sustainable over a long period of time. God's grace, I guess, me, my wife will probably have some more years to devote to all these activities. But very importantly, our daughter, you know, is also very interested in this kind of activities, and God willing, she will have a lot more years of her life to be spending on this. And so that is where our desire to, you know, make our trust really independent of any donor but completely able to fund itself becomes even more important for us. And I need to do something about this to enable us to create the sizable corpus that we are looking at and help us go closer to our dreams of being of serious help to as large a number of children and babies as we can. In view of this, I had requested the board to put a succession process in motion. The board has agreed for the same, and they have agreed to create a search committee which shall be done shortly, and then of course the process will start. As you all know, and as mentioned in my letter, Equitas is strongly positioned in all respects. The first 5 years have been in building the bank as well as making it resilient, which has been completed now. You know, in the last 5 years, we had two issues. One was the demonetization, and then, of course, the corona followed that. The demonetization had a bigger impact on the bank because we had a 53% unsecured loan book at that point in time, and our ROA went down as low as 0.3% at that point in time. However, we have been making it more resilient, and the corona, of course, was a larger impact, but even then, the impact on our ROA was not as bad as the demon period because we have managed to get our unsecured book down to about 18-20%. And so if you see the last few quarter performance, our the lowest ROA that we went down to was around 0.8-0.9%. Much better than the 0.3 that we went down during the demon, basically because the book has become more stable over the last 3 years. And that journey is something that we'll continue to have going forward. And I believe that, with reducing cost of funds for us, with a high level of digitization in terms of acquiring of customers, and where I'm hoping that, you know, over time the digital capability that we have built in and that we'll continue to strengthen will actually help us get more and more liabilities at a lesser and lesser cost without having to add so many branches. And on the asset side, we are very well diversified now. We are a lot more stable compared to when we became a bank 5 years back, and a few more products which might get added over the next 3-4 years to address further segments as our cost of funds comes down. I think all of this result in a situation where we are sitting on very sound financial metrics, and I believe that the next few years will be the best years in the bank going forward. From a timing perspective of this transition that we are talking of, we have not put a definitive timeline, and because we don't want to have any pressure on ourselves to complete the process of succession planning within a defined time frame. So I will continue to lead the bank in the meanwhile to try and create the most sustainable value for all our stakeholders till such time that a successor is in place, irrespective of how long it takes. And I would like you to just, I'll just like to repeat that, irrespective of how long it takes, because while I want to do a lot of stuff in my life, and we are very keen from our family, and I am very keen personally to move on and try and do something of what we have been dreaming and what we have been talking about, but it's not like I got to do it tomorrow morning and there is no other time. It's not like that. So we will work on our successor planning, and whatever time it takes, I'm not say putting any timeline, whatever time it takes, we will work through that, and once that person is in place, then that's when I will look to, you know, kind of move on. As far as the reverse merger of the holding company is concerned, we have received the NOC from RBI, which has been disclosed. The two stock exchanges have also forwarded our merger proposal to SEBI recently, and we are awaiting approval of SEBI for the same, post which we will go to NCLT. As informed earlier, I believe that we should continue to expect that this process should be completed by March 23. As far as applying for the universal bank license is concerned, though we are technically eligible because we have completed 5 years of the bank, however, we have this regulatory requirement of completing the reverse merger. And so we are trying to do that as quickly as we can. And we'll continue to liaise with the regulators, and as soon as regulatorily we are in a position to apply for that, we shall be definitely doing so. Finally, I would like to assure all of our stakeholders, our employees, and our investors, of course, the regulators and everybody, that there will be a very smooth transition, and it's business as usual at Equitas. There will be no real change that you will see. We will ensure that the successor is completely aligned in terms of our culture and in terms of the value system that we follow at Equitas. You know, Equitas is a Latin word which means equitable, which means being fair and transparent. And that is not something that resides with me or only at me. No, that resides in every single employee in the bank, the last man at the 18,000th level. It resides in everybody's mind and heart. That's one value that is something completely fundamental to Equitas. So the new person who joins will ensure that, you know, there's a real proper synergy and alignment as far as the values are concerned. And that is why we are not putting any timeline. So we are okay to take whatever amount of time to ensure that we get the right guy. You all know, and better than me, I'm sure all of you know, that one wrong guy at the top can lead to a lot of chaos in any system. Obviously, we have no desire to do that. You people may have a financial stake in Equitas, but so do I. It's not like I don't have. Even after I leave, my entire investment or my entire wealth, whatever you want to call it, the shares that we have at the family in Equitas is our only wealth. We have nothing else outside of that. So if you are interested to protect your financial investment in Equitas, the same is the situation at our level also. So our interests are completely aligned, and we will ensure that the whole process is done properly without any pressure of time on our head. And we will ensure that we get the right person in place who will help take Equitas to even greater heights than what we have been able to do so far. And finally, to sign off, We have guided during the last analyst call on two parameters, namely 30% credit growth for the year and around 1.5% credit cost for the year. And we believe that that guidance stands solid even today, and we believe that we should be able to deliver that going forward. So thank you so much for dialing in and listening to us, and we'll be happy to take any questions if you have any. And of course, as mentioned by Dheeraj, there is a hard stop at 9:10, so please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 at this time. The first question is from the line of Dhaval Gada from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Vasu, thanks for the opportunity and you know, appreciate your decision, and wish you all the very best you know, whenever you decide to pursue it more actively. In terms of you know, couple of points that I wanted to you know, sort of bring, one is that post the you know, handing over to the new person, whoever comes in, it would be great if you you know, like the board desires, it would be great if you could stay on the board in non-executive capacity for at least one term to ensure you know, smooth transition. So that is one. And the second is, if you could also, since there is no timeline that you've given, and that's great, if you could also, you know, ensure the couple of important, you know, events of reverse merger, and then after that applying for universal bank license, those are also done under your leadership to ensure a smooth transition. So those were the two, you know, points. And happy to hear any thoughts if you have on those. Thanks.
Yes, morning Dhaval, and of course all your points are very valid. You know, even after we have the successor in place, you know, obviously, very, very obviously, I would love to continue to have any form of association with Equitas. You know, after all, there's so much of emotional connect, I'm sure all of us have, and definitely I do also have. So it's all subject to whatever regulatory framework that may exist at that point in time, but subject to regulatory guidelines that may be prevalent then, definitely we would all love to have some kind of an association going. So we'll have to just see how, you know, as we go by, what can be done, and with what's the kind of regulation we have, etc. As far as the other second point you mentioned, of course, yes, so as I mentioned in my opening remarks also, yes, I think the reverse merger is well on its way, and we should try to complete it by March. Of course, I'm going to do my best to try and get it done even faster if we can, because, you know, the RBI has come, and SEBI, the two exchanges have cleared it and sent it to SEBI. So that way there's a lot of progress, lots of progress. And frankly, to be honest with you all, the speed of the progress was better than what we had kind of penciled in. So there is a lot of hope now that we can actually try and do it faster also. So anyway, that's something on. And the Universal Bank, as I mentioned, we'll continue to be in touch with the regulators, and as soon as we believe that, you know, we can, we will definitely apply and then pursue that. Thank you. Thanks, Dhaval.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Nidesh Jain from Investec. Please go ahead.
Two questions, sir. Firstly, do you see any issues in our universal banking license application because of the expected change in the top management? Will you be committed to be with the bank till the time you get the universal bank license? That is one. And second is, how should we think about your stake in the holding company? You mentioned that you have entire most of your wealth is tied to Equitas Bank and Equitas holding company. But after you leave the executive role, how should we think about your stake in the entity?
Yeah, hi Nitesh, morning. So yes, as I mentioned, we will be in touch with the regulator. I mean, that is the regulatory compliance of the reverse merger. So we are anyway pursuing that as quickly as we can, and we'll continue to be in touch with the regulator. And as soon as we get a comfort that yes, we are okay to apply, we'll apply. Whether I will continue to be here till that is actually completed and we become a universal bank is something I don't know, because that's all so far away into the future. So we'll have to just take it as it comes. But from our side and from my side, you know, we'll try and push everything as fast as we can. The second point in terms of my shares in the holding company, not mine, but my family's holding in the holding company is concerned, you know, again, it's just too far away what we will do. But without getting into too much of details, which I can't, because even I don't know at this point in time, but I can say that a large part of it will remain, because I strongly believe, you know, as much as all of you people, I also strongly believe that Equitas is a great growth story. And so, you know, I will leave as much of the holding in Equitas as possible intact, so that, you know, it also continues to create an additional corpus for our trust.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiten Jain from Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just joined 5 minutes late in the morning, so apology if this has been covered. My question is, what is the process that you plan to follow to identify the new individual, and would you be also open to an external candidate?
No issue. I don't think you missed much, because what we said is what we have put in the letter, so don't worry, you will not miss much. In terms of the process, yes, so the board yesterday decided to form a search committee, so that shall be done shortly, and then we'll initiate a process of looking for candidates. And you mentioned whether we'll be open to an external candidate. Of course, we will be open to an external candidate, so we will definitely look for candidates, whether internal or external. We'll look for candidates and then see which one fits the bank the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Renish Bhua from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, and thank you, sir, and best of luck for your future endeavors. So, sir, just one question from my side is that, you know, once we apply for universal bank license, do you foresee any regulatory overhang because of change at the guard at top? Because generally, regulator will sort of look at the last 5 years' performance, and when they see there is a sort of change at the top, any thought on that?
Well, you know, it's very difficult to for any of us, for that matter, to second guess anyone else, right? And you are asking me to second guess the regulator, so obviously we can't do that, and none of us can actually do that. But if you look at it from a broader perspective, you know, universal bank or a small finance bank or a bank for that matter, just to be a bank requires certain, you know, fit and proper status of the promoter. And of course, in Equitas, we don't have a promoter. Technically, the holding company is a promoter, but it's only technical because the holding company itself is a company without a promoter. So Equitas is a company without a promoter in that sense. So Equitas Bank does not really have a promoter like an individual or a family or anything like that. And yet we have been given the small finance bank license, which means that the regulator must have thought that, you know, as a set of management team, because that's all that we have. It's a set of management team, and they must have believed that this is a good enough team to run a bank. And if you see the last 5 years of performance as a bank, I think we have done fairly well. It's not just on the financial metrics which you have mentioned earlier, but also on our governance standards, on our you know, the fairness or the transparency with which our entire operations are run. I think we have done really well on those aspects. and I believe that no one should have any issues or concerns with the bank on any of those parameters. And while of course the fact remains that I am the MD, and so to that extent I am the face of the bank, but it's not an one-man army, definitely. I mean, we have 18,000 guys. It's not like the rest of the 17,999 people have zero value and I am the only person with value. It's not like that. So there's value through the entire system, and that is why we are able to, you know, not just perform on the financial side but also on our governance side. We are able to put up a strong positioning only because it's kind of a systematized and institutionalized process that works in Equitas. And that is what we will be highlighting to the regulator, and we have been highlighting in the past, of course, and we'll continue to highlight to the regulator or to all our stakeholders, other stakeholders also, that it's an institutionalized setup. It's not an individual, yes, we can never take out that one person who represents, but he is a representative. But it's an institutional stuff in Equitas. And I can tell you that, anyone dealing with anybody in Equitas, and some of you might have met some of my other colleagues also on the management team, some of you have gone to some branches also, you will find that our governance is very high. I mean, we may come up on performance up time and down a time, but on our governance, no one will ever have a question or a finger to be pointed at us. And those are the things that we will be highlighting and we'll continue to highlight. And I believe that it should not be an issue from our perspective. I don't think it should be an issue.
Got it. And just a small clarification. In your opening remarks, you did highlight about creating a fund for your NDO. So is it right to assume that you will start another venture? Or, this is just a personal question. You can just opt not to answer it.
See, it's just really too early. There's so much of time. It's all so far away. It's really too early for me to even start applying my mind too seriously on that. All I know is that I won't raise a large corpus. That much is clear. How I will have to go about, how I'll do it, even I haven't thought on that. So you will have to just bear with me on that for the present. And in case any of you would like to contribute our trust.
You become a salesman now.
But seriously, if any of you would love to help us, in the trust, please do reach out to us, and we'll be more than happy, because at the end of the day, we are all trying to do something, for people who are not as, maybe privileged as you and me.
Correct. No, this is very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Jay Mundra from BNK Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Mundra, your line is unmuted. I request you to unmute your line and proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I think most of the questions have been covered. Maybe the similar thing which Renish asked. So in your letter, the first page, last line says that, in order to create a large enough corpus, you need to do something. So I don't know. So I just wanted to check, what is it that you want to do something which is not permitted as in your current executive role, and hence you need to step down to do that.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, also it's just too far away. So I haven't even applied my mind fully yet. As I mentioned, one is that my wife and me, we have some amount of life left to do this activity. But very importantly, as I mentioned earlier, our daughter, she is quite young and she's got a lot of interest in this area. And God willing, she will have a lot more years ahead of her to carry on these activities. And so we want to really create a large corpus for the trust so that, she will be able to continue and serve this kind of people for a very long period of time on as big a scale as that we are able to, manage. So that much we are clear about. Now, how much money we can create, what do I do to create that corpus and all that, I don't want to think about it now. I will have enough time to think about it later, and I don't want to confuse myself now at this point in time. I will remain focused on what I am currently doing and supposed to be doing. So it's just too far away, if you really ask me.
Right, sir. Can we just 1 month back, even in the last board meeting, we
decided to.
Yeah, is it any better now?
Yes, slightly better.
Yeah, so, sir, I was saying in the last board meeting, just a month back, or the beginning of the May, we had proposed to elevate to executive as executive director. As of now, we do not have the RBI approval for those promotions. Just wanted to check, the timing of your decision. We could have waited, you could have waited for let's say 2-3 months. By that time, you would have a clarity from RBI also regarding those approvals. It would have been only a matter of maybe few months. So just wanted to check that the timing of this decision, why was it so? I don't know if you can just comment.
Yeah, so basically you're right that we elevated two of our colleagues to the board last board meeting, and both of them come with a very high degree of background and high pedigree of experience in banking and financial services activities, and both of them have settled down really well in the system. Practically, they are handling the entire business part of the bank currently, and I have been substantially relieved of having to do closer supervision over the last maybe about a year or so. I have not really been required to do too much of close supervision. These two people have been able to take the complete control of the entire activities, and they're really managing and doing a very good job in my view. And so that is where the whole thought process came, that as a recognition of their contribution, and of course in anticipation of their ability to handle a larger role, why not we elevate them to the board, so that they not only continue to deliver what they are doing now, but actually can take up additional responsibility as whole time directors, and to that extent, of course, relieve me of some amount of time where I can spend on other parts of the bank. So that's the whole thought process from where we took the decision last board meeting to do that. And of course, this requires an RBI approval, and of course, shareholders' approval also. It requires both approvals. So we will be putting the process in motion for getting all the approvals. And we believe that both shareholders and the regulator, generally the approval we believe should come in the normal course, because they really are very, very highly capable people. Their experience and background is really good. Their own performance in the bank has been really outstanding over the last year and a half too. And I don't think there should be any issue really. So this and that, in our view, are not really connected.
Thank you. Mr. Mundra, request you to join the queue for any follow-ups. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Murarka from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vasu. Good morning and thanks for the opportunity. I just had one question. I believe your current term is due to end in July 2022. So the extension that you would ask for, would that be a one-year extension or a normal three-year extension? Just any thoughts on that?
Yes, so my current tenure ends on 23rd July. Earlier, about I think 3 or 4 or 5 months back, I'm not very sure, somewhere earlier, the board had approved a 3-year extension, and then we had applied to RBI for approval for a 3-year extension. But in view of what's happened yesterday, the board has decided to ask for a 1-year extension from RBI. So we will be applying to RBI for a 1-year extension, and then we will take it as it comes.
Sure, sure. Thanks so much, Vasu. Thank you, and all the best.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Abhishek.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Dama from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Basically, just wanted to check, has any the decision been founded off to the RBI, and any views that regulator has on your resignation, that you will not be a founder anymore, neither an MD and CEO in the bank. You have sounded off this informally or formally to the RBI?
Yes, so I had an informal discussion with all the RBI officials because, you know, obviously we don't want to surprise anybody, you know, on this kind of issues. And you know that RBI as a regulator would have a concern if there's any kind of a change in a bank. It's a concern for everybody and why not for the regulator either. So we are obviously very sensitive to that and so I have been in touch with them. So. I mean, I can't obviously discuss beyond that, but all I can say is that, you know, generally the response has been that, you know, the purpose has been very well received and the purpose of this whole, you know, transition has been very well received and I'm continuing to hope that I will personally, not just for the Equitas Bank, but even on, as an individual, I'm really, really hoping that we will continue to get the best wishes and the best support from the people at RBI. So yes, we have been in touch and we will continue to be in touch. You know, they are our regulators, so we will continue to be in touch and we will ensure that at every point in time we never do anything and we never say anything, we never do anything which may even mildly cause a concern from our regulators. That's our fundamental, you know, duty, I would say, that, you know, we should never put our regulator at any level of discomfort. And that's something that we have never done in the past, and I hope we'll never do it in the future also. So we'll continue to be very closely in touch with them.
Yeah, but sir, I think we did a QIP recently, but I don't think, sir, that we spoke our mind basically to the investors about similar kind of decision. That would also be appreciated. So secondly is about the new MD and CEO. Now you've been there as a founder, you know what are basically the gaps to be plugged if you're looking for a new MD and CEO. So on the liability side, with the Murali being around, I think that is largely plugged. But on the asset side, I think even we have diversified away from microfinance, but we have got into other businesses where our asset quality issues have been there. So what are the gaps that you believe need to be plugged? And the new MD and CEO need to bring in what kind of, you know, the expertise to take the bank to a next level.
So on the asset side, you know, we have discussed this, I think, in some of the earlier calls. On the asset side, you know, we are one of the more diversified small finance banks in the country. And we are very comfortable with our current level of diversified mix of portfolio. You know, microfinance has come down to about 18% or 19% now. And we have been informing or we have been mentioning in the past also that we would like to keep, you know, growing microfinance at a rate lower than the rest of the book so that the contribution of microfinance should continue to come down. And so we should look at the unsecured part of the book going further down from the current 18-19%. We should look to see it going down further. As far as our rest of the portfolio is concerned, you know, our small finance, small business loans, which is 45%, is the flagship product of the bank and doing really well. That book has been largely built based on cross-sell within our customer segment and then upsell on top of that. And our commercial vehicle, which we have been doing it for about 10 years now, that's 25% of the book. And of course, so 5% is our working capital for micro and small enterprises, and 4% is for NBFC lending. So it's a very well diversified book. 90% of our loans are to the informal sector right now, and that's our strength, that's our identity, and I think that's our positioning. That's the mode that we have built over the last 15 years of our ability to lend, ability to do cash flow based credit lending decisions, and then ability to go out and sit with them and ensure that they are able to pay back. That's been the mode that we have built over the last 15 years, and that's something that will continue. Small business loan will continue to be the flagship product for the bank. Out of our whole book, as I mentioned, 90% of our book is in the informal lending space today. That will continue to be the identity of the bank going forward also. Rohit himself comes with a large amount of experience in that informal lending space. He has handled vehicle finance for I think about 15-20 years, and then in Chola he created the mortgage, the loan against property book, and for 10 years he ran that, and then for 3 years he ran the affordable housing in Chola. So he again comes with a tremendous amount of experience in the informal and small ticket lending space, and that's where the comfort has come in very strongly over the last year and a half that he has been with us, that he has been able to manage and take over the entire lending operation of the bank and handling it quite well. So going forward also, I think we have been generally saying that informal lending space will continue to be the strength and the positioning of the bank. And to that extent, we are not really looking to add any significant new capabilities into the bank to do any other form of lending. We will keep adding some more new products, like digital PL is something that we have been talking about, so that should go live at some point in time. But otherwise, we'll keep on expanding or extending some of the existing products rather than looking to create completely new verticals in the near term. And so we are not seriously looking for someone to come and create a corporate lending capability in the bank. I don't know. I mean, to my knowledge, I don't think we will do corporate lending even in the next 5-10 years. And the reason is not because we may not be able to compete. The reason is because we may not have a need to do it at all. I mean, the amount of unmet demand in the space where we are lending is so high unmet demand, and we are all scratching at the surface of that demand, and we have the ability to handle that business, which is not an easy business to handle. So to a large extent, I think we are in a very, very sweet spot, and our objective will be to continue to keep strengthening where we are going forward, and rather than trying to completely change our mix or something, we are not going to do that. So even the new person who comes in at any point in time, whatever point in time, we don't expect that he will come with something which is completely alien to what we have today. No, we'll only look for people who have a good amount of insight into informal sector lending space, and that is what will be one of the main things that we should be looking at.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the last question from the line of Nitesh Jain from Investec. Please go ahead.
So first, to ensure the smooth transition, should we expect there will be a reasonable amount of overlap between the new CEO and yourself?
See, again, very difficult answer now. So it all depends on the kind of person we get, and so how much of overlap that is required for that particular individual. So it all depends. So it's a very open-ended situation at this point in time. So we are not saying that I will leave the day he joins. I'm not saying that. So it all depends on the person, and it all depends on the situation at that point in time. So if there's a requirement to have a overlap for a period of time, why not? I mean, as I keep mentioning, I'm not in a hurry, right? I think that's the one thing that I would request all of you to clearly understand, that there is nothing like an urgency or a hurry that we got to do something within so and so time. So that being so, everything is flexible. Everything is flexible. So if whenever the next person joins, and if we all, both of us, feel that a certain level of overlap will help, more than happy to do that. On the other hand, if both of us are comfortable and confident that he can just take off, well and good, then he can just handle it. So it all is very, very flexible at this point in time.
And lastly, the venture that you are planning to launch, will there be any competing with the bank in any way? Or?
See, as I mentioned, I haven't even applied my mind on that yet, right? So I can't answer questions related to that at this point in time. So all that will depend on what we want to do, but that's very far down the line. So I'm not going to think about it now. I'm strictly not going to think about it now. I don't want my mind cluttered with anything else.
Okay, so thank you, sir.
Thank you, Nitesh.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference back to Mr. P. N. Vasudevan for his closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay, so thank you. Thanks all of you for coming and so early and participating. And, you know, just my repeat of what I said in my opening remark that all of you please relax and, you know, never have any concern as far as Equitas is concerned. Don't worry about it. We are here to take care of it and we will ensure that things are done absolutely in the right way that is required to be done. So never have any worry on our account. Please enjoy yourself. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Equitas Small Finance Bank Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.